VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least 9 people are now confirmed dead and 30 missing after a powerful earthquake hit northern Japan Thursday morning. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The quake on Japan's northernmost main island of Hokkaido triggered dozens of landslides that crushed houses under torrents of rocks and timber, prompting frantic efforts to unearth survivors. As well as the deaths, officials say hundreds have been injured and dozens unaccounted for. Nearly 3 million households have been left without power by the quake, the latest in an exhausting run of natural disasters for Japan. As well, the heavy tremors paralyzed normal business on the island as blackouts cut off water to homes, immobilized trains and airports, causing flight cancellations and shuttering phone systems. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Trump administration officials are trying to find out who wrote a column published Wednesday in the New York Times that strongly criticizes the president. The newspaper says it was written by a senior administration official. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The piece has set off wild speculation in the West Wing and beyond. Top administration officials are scrambling to clear themselves.
It's not mine.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denies he wrote it. Vice President Mike Pence's office took the rare step of tweeting that Pence puts his name on his op-eds, adding, "Our office is above such amateur acts." Two people familiar with the situation say the president's demanded staffers find out who wrote the piece. He tweeted last night the Times should immediately hand over the writer to the government for national security purposes, though it's unclear what that means. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police say 4 people are dead, including a gunman in a shooting at a bank in Cincinnati, Ohio. The mayor says the gunman was actively shooting innocent victims. It was a horrific scene, he said. This is VOA News. American prosecutors on Thursday announced charges against a North Korean computer programmer in connection with a series of cyber attacks in recent years, including the 2014 hacking of Sony Pictures Entertainment and a 2016 hack on the Bangladeshi Central Bank. Prosecutors identified the hacker as Park Jin-hyuk, a programmer who worked for Chosun Expo, an alleged front company for the North Korean government. The leaders of North and South Korea will meet in Pyongyang from September 18th through the 20th. South Korean officials said Thursday North Korea's leader told them he wants to denuclearize within President Trump's first term. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee reports.
Kim Jong-un's new groundbreaking message to Donald Trump: he's putting an end to his long-range missile tests and planning to denuclearize by early 2021. The North Korean leader claims rocket launches and nuclear tests have become permanently impossible after Pyongyang dismantled test sites earlier this year. His words were relayed by South Korean officials on Thursday after they met with Kim in Pyongyang this week. They say Kim told them that his faith in the U.S. president remains, quote, unchanged, and that he wants to denuclearize during Trump's first term. It marks the first time the North Korean leader has offered a timeline for getting rid of his weapons.
Reuters correspondent Grace Lee. Cameroon has reopened 40 schools on its northern border with Nigeria that were sealed 4 years ago because of threats from Boko Haram terrorists. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzuka reports from Limani, Cameroon.
Children at the government primary school Limani dance with joy as they meet each other in class for the first time in 4 years. Their school is one of 40 near northern Cameroon's border with Nigeria that authorities reopened this week, citing improved security. Cameroon closed around 60 schools in the area from December 2014 because of the threat from Boko Haram. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Limani, Northern Cameroon.
Ethiopia has reopened its embassy in Eritrea. It's the latest step in the rapidly improving ties that have reversed 2 decades of conflict. Ethiopia's state-affiliated Fana Broadcasting said Thursday that Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed reopened the embassy in the Eritrean capital Asmara during a brief ceremony with President Isaias Afwerki. Eritrea is a former province of Ethiopia that broke away in 1993. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.